This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed Ghana's parliament today. This marks his 15th address in foreign legislatures after record 14 speeches worldwide. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park in Accra, accompanied by Ghana's Vice President Jane Nana Opoku-Agyemang. He praised Ghana's democracy, dignity and resilience. Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's diverse political landscape. He called for credible reforms in global governance to amplify the Global South's voice and cited India's G20 vision of one earth, one family and one future. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik inaugurated the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the State Legislative Assembly at DK Auditorium, Itanagar today. On the occasion, the Governor unveiled the Golden Jubilee commemoration plaque, marking the commencement of the 45-day-long celebratory events. The Governor, while citing landmark legislation, said that the Assembly has played a pivotal role in this transformation, not merely by passing laws, but by shaping a vision for the future. He said that at the core of good governance lies financial probity and transparency. Chief Minister Pema Khandu released the official theme song of the Golden Jubilee, while Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Amin launched the commemorative badge symbolizing the occasion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene this monsoon session of Parliament from 21st July to 21st August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated the first national-level conference of chairpersons of urban local bodies in the states and union territories at the International Centre for Automotive Technology, Manesar in Haryana. The theme of the two-day conference is Role of Urban Local Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Democracy and Nation Building. The conference aims to serve as an important platform for outlining the important role of urban local bodies in a rapidly urbanizing country. It also aims to strengthen democratic institutions, share best practices, and explore and highlight innovative approaches to urban governance in the contemporary era. All India Institute of Medical Sciences Delhi today said that there is no association found between COVID vaccines and sudden cardiac deaths. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Associate Professor of Pulmonary, Critical Care and Sleep Medicine Department in AIIMS Delhi, Dr. Karan Madan said COVID vaccines were effective and played a crucial role in reducing the mortality. He added that during the pandemic, vaccines were the only possible measure to save lives and used on a large number of people, providing a lot of benefits in preventing excess mortality. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that India Post is undergoing a major technological transformation. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, the minister said that for the first time, a chief technology officer has been appointed in the organization. He added that the CTO will work on innovation and drive technological advancements within India Post. The Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen 2025, a nationwide rural sanitation survey by the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation in the country, was launched on May 29 this year. It is India's largest rural sanitation survey with the aim to assess and reinforce the outcomes of Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Phase 2 in all the states and union territories. A key component of this assessment is citizen feedback, which is being collected through a dedicated citizen feedback mobile application. People can download the Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen apps on their phones and participate in it. Talar Dui from Dapurijo has been awarded the Best Employee of the Month in the food and beverage sector at Bellevue Sarovar Premier, Gujarat. Sharing the news in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Amin informed that Dui was trained and placed through the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. Lauding Dui for his achievement, Amin added that it reflects not just his talent and dedication, but also the department's commitment to empowering the youth. The India Met Department has issued an orange alert for Papumpare and Changlang districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, IMD has issued a yellow alert for 18 districts in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.